More lies, Gavin Newsom claims J.D. Vance callously dismisses shootings as fact of life. By Hannah Knudsen on September 6, 2024. California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., has joined in with Vice President Kamala Harris, Governor Tim Walz, and MSNBC in falsely framing what Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., actually said in response to the tragic school shooting in Georgia. J.D. Vance, school shootings are just a fact of life, Newsom said on social media. Kids are being killed and he's shrugging his shoulders. Remember that in November. Newsom, however, is wrong. Vance did not callously dismiss school shootings as a fact of life, urging Americans to just get over it. Vance actually called for schools to bolster security to protect children from these psychos. A valid point, given that an armed school resource officer stopped the shooter before he could murder even more people. If these psychos are going to go after our kids, we've got to be prepared for it, Vance said. We don't have to like the reality that we live in, but it is the reality we live in. We've got to deal with it. I don't like that this is a fact of life, Vance said. A far cry from establishment media outlets who continue to only partially quote Vance, leaving out the entire context of his remarks. But if you are a psycho and you want to make headlines, you realize that our schools are soft targets. And we have got to bolster security at our schools. We've got to bolster security so if a psycho wants to walk through the front door and kill a bunch of children, they're not able, Vance added. Newsom is not alone in spreading misinformation, he is joined by Harris and Walz. Vance reminded Americans that Harris wants to take security out of our schools instead of protecting our children after she also spread misinformation about his actual remarks. Instead of addressing her own failures, she lies about what I said, Vance said, adding, more desperation from the biggest fraud in American politics. This is true. During her time on the campaign trail in 2019, Harris called for the removal of police officers from schools in order to address inequities in student discipline. What we need to do about demilitarizing our schools and taking police officers out of schools, we need to deal with the reality and speak the truth about the inequities around school discipline, she said at the time. Where in particular, black and brown boys are being expelled and/or suspended as young as, in elementary school. Despite the facts, both MSNBC and the AP repeated this lie as well. That comment that he made right there is another very, very stark example of the difference between these two campaigns, Harris-Walz versus Trump-Vance. They see it, Trump-Vance, as a fact of life, MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski claimed. And Kamala Harris immediately said after shooting, this is a choice we're making, and we have to make a different choice. People don't want this to be a fact of life, she said. The AP also falsely framed the story on Vance's remark but later backtracked, adding, this post replaces an earlier post that was deleted to add context to the partial quote from Vance. Watch, McCaskill, VP Harris or Gavin Newsom should be at the top of the Dem ticket after tonight.